This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I remember when I was in medical school, we learned that people of Asian descent were at higher risk of getting gastric cancer. And we were taught, now remember, this is in medical school, this is in the 90s, we were taught that the reason why they were at a higher risk of gastric cancer is because many Asians drink hot tea. Now, it kind of made some sense, except I was like, but don't the British also make tea? The British love their tea. I swap tea sometimes before breakfast and sometimes before lunch. They love their tea. But no, there seemed to be a higher incidence of the Asian population. And then we didn't really hear much about hot drinks. Maybe there was a study here now, every now and then. So now we have a new one that uncovers a correlation between hot tea and cancer. And the American Cancer Society reports that drinking 2 cups of hot tea at more than 140 degrees doubles your chance of esophageal cancer. Yeah, I forgot to tell you, it was gastric and esophageal cancer. I didn't say esophageal cancer, that's what I learned back in school. I was paying attention in school. I know you guys think I just sat there and made jokes, but I did, but I paid attention. So, they say the link between hot tea and cancer has been found in previous studies, but this study is the first to pinpoint exactly what the temperature is that puts you at higher risk. So scientists pinpointed it by looking at 50,000 people in Iran, where tea is typically consumed at much higher temperatures than the U.S. And they think that the heat may be damaging the esophagus, creating repeated injuries that lead then to cancer, just like smoke, alcohol, and acid reflux do. We'll talk about that in a second. So an expert at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine says consuming anything hot enough to cause esophageal injury will likely lead to an increased cancer risk. They say according to the University College of London, hot drinks are obviously a risk factor for cancer. And the American Cancer Society estimates that more than 13,000 new cases of esophageal cancer will be diagnosed in men, 4,000 in women just in 2019 alone. So 17,000 new cases of this deadly cancer. So they say you can still drink your hot tea and your coffee and your hot cocoa. Just keep the heat down. Now, how is 140 degree temperature stuff getting down into your esophagus? I mean, I would be burning my tongue. So we talked about esophageal cancer and the esophagus. The esophagus is very delicate. Right? Because the esophagus, or your gullet, is supposed to just kind of push food down. Its job, it's not supposed to digest, really. It's more of a conduit. It's a transporting system. And even if you're standing on your head, it will still push the food towards the stomach. So it doesn't have a lot of... It has a different sort of cell type. Because, again, it doesn't have to secrete acid. It doesn't have to digest and absorb. So it's more kind of muscular. And so the esophagus isn't really expecting a lot of drama, really. All it has to do is push something through. None of these volcanic, you know, acid eruptions like in the stomach and churning and all that. All it has to do is, yeah, so it's like, you know what? I got an easy job. Clock in, clock out, take my union break, I'm good. So if somebody has gastroesophageal reflux disease or acid, seems to come up because that lower esophageal sphincter that connects the esophagus to the stomach starts to get lax and poop out or goes on break. Acid could come up. Now, the esophagus doesn't really have any defense mechanism for this stuff. So if it gets hit with acid at its lower base, can't really do much about it. Can't really help the stomach because, you know, the stomach's full of acid. It looks kind of mean. So the esophagus is kind of like, oh, it's just kind of lay low. You know, all right, you splashed me. It's like, have you guys ever stood next to somebody at a urinal who splashed you, but he was bigger and meaner than you? So rather than picking a fight because he splashed you with urine, you were like, you know what, you know, thanks for the attention there. Nice stream. That's what the esophagus does with the stomach. So the esophagus, however, since it's not built for the acid, its cells can change. And you can eventually develop something called Barrett's esophagus, and that Barrett's esophagus comes with a risk of cancer. Now, even though esophageal cancer is rare, it's one of the more rare types of cancer, still 17,000 a year of men and women, a little bit too high for my taste. Men seem to get it more than women. So you decrease it by cutting back your alcohol use, your heavy meals. Sometimes we use acid suppressant medications. We had that caller that talked about his hiatal hernia, sometimes getting a hiatal hernia repaired. So there's a variety of things we could do. Alcohol, stay away from alcohol, stay away from smoking. So other risk factors that put you at risk for cancer could be at play. But hot drinks, heat, the actual heat could be burning through the flesh. You know, I don't know why people didn't think about this, but they do. And, you know, if you go back to caveman days, our bodies were not designed for hot food. Our bodies weren't really designed for cold food either. Milk. Milk isn't cold. Milk's warm, very warm. Right? I mean, when you drank milk, you drank it from a goat, it was warm. Mother's milk, but 98.6 degrees. So our bodies are designed to, you know, not really eat food that's that hot. And yes, we cooked our food, but that wasn't, you know, originally the plan. We figured out we could cook it and it could taste better and all that. But the plan was you're grabbing a piece of fish, you're grabbing some nuts, some fruits, and eating that all room temperature or outside temperature. That's what your body's designed for. So once we start to make some top ramen or some hot cocoa, or some coffee or some tea, we're starting to kind of, you know, mess around a little bit. So, I don't know, stick some ice in it. It's interesting. They say that, you know, Americans drink their tea less hot than other places. You know, people think we're weenies. You know, maybe we're weenies. But, you know, if we prevent the esophageal cancer, follow us. Do as we do. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you. by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this is a study that I don't think you guys are going to like, especially if you smoke pot. They say if you smoke high-potency marijuana, your risk of developing psychosis is nearly 5 times. Now, many people smoke marijuana to avoid psychosis. They're, you know, try to calm down, you know, take off the edge. But now they're saying it could put you at risk. Research adds to previous studies that have found links between marijuana and mental health problems. Now, it does not definitively say marijuana is the cause of your psychosis. Now, psychotic disorders is where you lose reality. Kind of you lose such a reality. We were talking about that with the ADD medication story, where they found that there may be a higher incidence of psychosis with some ADHD medications, where you kind of lose grips with reality, where you hear voices or see things or have delusions or are paranoid. So psychosis can be triggered by a variety of things, genetics, the environment. But experts say that these new study findings have implications now, because if we're trying to fight mental illness in this country, and at the same time we're expanding our marijuana legalization, that may hamper some things. So researchers at King's College London and elsewhere, they said, analyzed data from a dozen sites across Europe and Brazil from 2010 to 2015. About 900 people who were diagnosed with the first episode of the disorder at a mental health clinic who had delusions and hallucinations, and they compared those to 1,200 healthy patients. And after surveying the patients about their use of cannabis and other drugs, researchers found that daily marijuana use was more common among patients with the first episode of psychosis. Now, some people will say, well, wait a second, if you're prone to psychosis, you're going to be drawn to marijuana and self-treating. That, I agree with that. I agree there. There's a chance that it's not the marijuana, it's that coincidentally, if you are prone to marijuana, they're prone to, you know, mental illness or psychotic episodes, you're going to want to treat it, and everybody talks about how wonderful marijuana is, and so you just end up going to marijuana. But that does not mean that I think it's 1,000% safe. I would not be surprised if it does trigger some sort of psychotic episode. You know, we make jokes about how marijuana, you know, makes you paranoid and gives you the munchies and all that. I mean, marijuana can control the brain. So why are we naive to think that it can't, you know, make you escape reality? They say scientists estimated, according to WHSV, as well as Fox News, that those who smoked marijuana on a daily basis were 3 times more likely to be diagnosed with psychosis compared with people who never used the drug. For those who use high-potency marijuana daily, the risk jumped nearly 5 times. Now, what's key about that high-potency marijuana is we are making our marijuana stronger. We're being told that the marijuana of today is way, way stronger than the marijuana of the 60s. And so if we are getting that dependent and tolerant to these drugs, imagine how much higher the potency is going to be later, and then how much higher the risk of psychosis, if there is a relationship. So this paper was published in the journal Lancet, if you want to read it. So they don't know how frequently people who smoke lower potency marijuana has in terms of psychosis. And they think that less than weekly use appears to have no risk. So Dr. D. Forte and colleagues estimated that in Amsterdam, about half the new psychosis cases were associated with smoking the high-potency pot. And they talked about if you do have a family history, that could, you know, put you at higher risk, of course. So, you know, with psychoses, nobody wants to, quote-unquote, lose their mind. You talked about dementia in the earlier hour. But in terms of psychosis is very acute. You know, when you have a psychotic episode, it's acute. Okay? And dementia is different than psychosis. Dementia is where you very, very slowly lose your ability to, you know, remember things and use judgment, sometimes communicate and do highly functioning things of your brain. Delirium is an acute form of dementia where you appear to have lost communication abilities, memory abilities, orientation, but it's acute, meaning it comes on very quickly. And delirium we'll see with medication errors, infection, trauma. So delirium is the acute form of dementia. Psychosis is in a completely different lane. Psychosis is where you lose reality, your grip on reality. You can communicate. You have thought processes. You are lucid. but you're in a different dimension. You see what I mean? And so when you have a psychotic episode and you're like, the government's going to kill me. The government knows I have a gun in my house, and I've had that gun in my house, you know, because it was from my father and grandfather, you know, who served in the military, and they're going to come and get me, and then they're going to kill my family. And you're like, where are you getting this from? No, nobody's going to take your gun away. You're fine. You're okay. Nobody's going to come and kill you. Nobody's going to, no, they're going to come after me. They are going to come after me. Now, some people accuse those of us that want to protect our Second Amendment rights or other rights that we are delusional or psychotic or whatever, or paranoid. The paranoia is where it gets a little blended, okay? Paranoia is where you have an unfounded fear. Yet, for any of us that have seen or had family members, right, go through episodes that we think could repeat themselves, we're supposed to be kind of given a pass. So you'll have somebody, let's say, that comes back from the military, and they hear a sound, and they're very jumpy, and they're paranoid that somebody's going to walk into the restaurant you're eating at and shoot everybody up. And so you're like, you know, come on, Bob, you know, we're good. Just, you know, you're being paranoid. Come on, relax. Don't be psychotic over it. Just eat. But Bob, I think, is 1,000% correct. If he, you know, served in an area or just saw what happened with the Christchurch mosque shooting, that's not psychosis. That's not paranoia. That's a reality that he wants to prepare for. By the way, the video of the shooting, the Christchurch shooting in New Zealand, still online, and of the mosque where the gunman parks in an area, looks like he parks in an alley, takes the guns, loads up. He has music playing in his car before he gets there. I don't know if you've seen this video. It is so, it's so horrifying. It's a beautiful neighborhood, beautiful day. And he takes his guns and he just walks. Somebody's walking on the sidewalk, sees him, and he just walks by the guy on the sidewalk. And the sidewalk guy looks like, what are you doing? And then he just walks in, and then you just hear the poof, you just start shooting people in prayer, people in the mosque. And then he goes back, shoots whoever he saw outside, goes back in and decides to shoot more. Anybody who was pretending to play dead gets killed. Because he just keeps shooting at the people lying down. And he just keeps shooting. Then there's a woman walking along the sidewalk as he leaves. He decides to shoot her. She's still alive. She's crying in the middle of the street. He kills her. Gets into his car, runs her over, and listens to music and talks to himself, proud of himself. And when you see the video, you're just shocked. Apparently, I think Facebook or many social agents, media sites had accidentally had that playing because people were sharing the video. But I had seen it, and it was, it does happen. When shooters come in, it's a beautiful day, it's quiet, there's no music leading up to it. You know, like in a movie, you know, when something bad's going to happen, the music changes. That's what we're used to. When bad things happen, you know, in real life, there's no music, so there's no warning. And so when you do have somebody who's experienced something like that, and they're a little nervous about being in a restaurant or being in a public place or being in a church or mosque, that's not psychosis. That's, you know, that's very justifiable. They may have post-traumatic stress disorder, which is, again, justifiable. If you've been raped in an accident, gone through some trauma, it's all justifiable. But smoking marijuana may not be the best go-to if you have any issues that affect your mental health. And that's the point that this last study makes. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
National Guard troops have been called into Houston after a chemical fire continues to burn.
Burning since Sunday, a chemical fire in the Houston area has officials now asking residents of Deer Park to stay indoors as they've detected higher levels of benzene.
We're being very conservative. The safety of our community is our number one concern.
Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo, who says they have local and state partners keeping a very close eye on the situation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is condemning the detention of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido's chief of staff. In a tweet today, Pompeo blasted Nicolas Maduro's security staff for detaining the chief of staff and called for his immediate release. Pompeo says anyone involved will be held accountable, and President Trump is signing an executive order today aimed at promoting free speech on campus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so
free. Hi, we are back on the Dr. Maybe, Dolly maybe, Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So America's overdose crisis with all the changes and the... restrictions on doctors prescribing and you're getting access to narcotics, how is the overdose crisis doing? It's getting worse. Fentanyl, as you know, is one of the deadliest drugs right now in terms of the opioid crisis. But a new study released today by the National Center for Health Statistics said that deaths caused by this powerful synthetic opiate has now doubled every year from 2013 to 2016, and now went up to 18,300 fatal overdoses. Keeps getting worse. Preliminary data show more than 28,000 deaths for the year 2017 involving fentanyl and other episodes, opioids. They say that's out of more than 70,000 total fatal drug overdoses. That's higher than the death toll for HIV at the peak of its epidemic. Now, when you look at the graphs, it's bad. You know, you see 2011, maybe there were, maybe 1,000 deaths, which is still 1,000 too many. 2017, almost 30,000 deaths. They say while synthetic opioids kill more Americans than any other type of drug, in 2016, nearly 70% of fentanyl deaths also involved one or another substance. So were they also on heroin? Were they also on meth? Cocaine use is on the rise? And it's consistently remained the second or third leading cause of fatal overdoses after opioids. Cocaine is back. You know, Pulp Fiction, I guess, has been playing on cable. And I was getting ready for bed, and my husband was watching Pulp Fiction. And there was a scene where John Travolta and the drug dealer were talking. And the drug dealer, now remember, Pulp Fiction was in the 90s, right? And the drug dealer was telling the John Travolta character that, you know, cocaine is down, heroin is on the rise. Heroin is going to be the new big drug. And so then John Travolta decides to buy the heroin. And then the girl that he was supposed to be, you know, overseeing, his boss's girlfriend, just, you know, then overdoses on it. And they show injecting epinephrine into the heart. We don't do that. We use naloxone now. But that came about because the epinephrine would increase adrenaline. We don't recommend anybody do that. We don't do that in the hospital. We don't sit there and stab people with epinephrine in the heart. But it was interesting that in the 90s, that in that movie from Quentin Tarantino, they were discussing how cocaine is going down because cocaine was huge in the 80s and how heroin is going up. And it did. Heroin did rise. But then the synthetic opiates rose, like fentanyl, OxyContin. Now, the National Center for Health Statistics report relies on information from death certificates. Now, the problem with that is the death certificate is not always that verbal. It doesn't really, say a lot. And they don't specify the type of drug. So it may say accidental overdose or intoxication or some term, and you have no idea what it is. Previous research, including a 2017 study from the University of Virginia, has estimated that opioid mortality rates might actually be 24% higher than stated in official reports. 24% higher, which I believe when we get these numbers, you know, and people say, well, okay, how could it be that much? How do people not know what people die of? Well, we have a lot of people that die in their sleep, right? You wake up the next day and they're dead. Heath Ledger died in bed. One of my patient's daughters had apparently been taking OxyContin, I believe, from somebody that she got from a friend. Never woke up the next day. So a lot of these opioid-related deaths are found the next morning in bed. Just fell asleep, didn't wake up. There's a lot of celebrities, too, where that seemed to happen. And so a couple things will happen. Either one is, if it's an older individual, the family member may say, you know what, they probably had a heart attack. And it just happened in their sleep. Then you have other individuals where, because of religious reasons, you know, they say, don't touch the body, don't do an autopsy, don't just, you know what, if he passed, he passed. You know, I mean, as long as no foul play, you know, he had these heart problems, pronounce him dead, we'll bury him, whatever. And so, you know, if no foul play is really, you know, suspected, and it's an older individual, and there's religious objections, you know, to, autopsies and, you know, what we call mitchening, then they let the body, you know, they send the body to the, you know, morgue and then the mortuary, and then the body gets prepared for burial. So it's very easy for some of these to not be found. And then you have other family members that want to, you know, hide the fact that that's what was going on. They don't want their medicines confiscated. They don't want, you know. And so, there may be, you know, not a lot of people wanting to be very open with the investigation and helpful with the investigation. So, it's a shame. Marianne Rose Spencer, a statistician with the National Center for Health Statistics, told Vice News that the overdose totals in a recent fentanyl report should be considered the minimum number based on the available data, that it's more of an epidemic than we think. Now, experts have characterized this opioid crisis as a triple wave epidemic. They say it began with the rise of prescription painkillers in the early 2000s. And then, when authorities cracked down on these pill mills, users switched to heroin. And to meet the growing demand for heroin, illegal drug traffickers turned to fentanyl. Fentanyl is more potent and cheaper to manufacture. So fentanyl was now being mixed with heroin. And it's also being laced with cocaine. So you have fentanyl, which is 50 times stronger than heroin, 100 times stronger than morphine, now being mixed with heroin and cocaine. It's so deadly. And so the average overdose death is actually multiple drugs. Now, fentanyl and other drugs are being smuggled across the border. And we're having a hell of a time trying to stop that. And while our attentions are so focused on fentanyl and these opioids, we better also be looking at benzodiazepines. People are overdosing with benzodiazepines like Xanax and Valium in their system. Multi-drug cocktails now greatly increase your risk of overdose. Alcohol added to a benzodiazepine, added to a narcotic. You know, we never really officially, you know, were told what exactly happened with Heath Ledger. But some of the initial reports had said that there was some Lortab, some Valium, an Ambien. And again, I don't have official documentation of what his toxicology report was. But if those initial reports were true, some of the overdose deaths might not be somebody decided to take a whole handful of drugs and get wasted. All right? Most overdoses are accidental. And it's very, very easy to have this multi-drug cocktail without you realizing it. So let's say you wake up in the morning, you know, you're having some pain, you're having a lot of pain when you wake up, so you take some Lortab, take, you know, narcotic, whatever. Okay, then you eat something, you drink something, maybe you have a Bloody Mary, a little bit of alcohol, and now you're about to go to work. So you take a Xanax, which you shouldn't be doing any of this, but you do. So you take a Xanax before you go to work because there's a big meeting. Now lunchtime's coming, you're starting to hurt again, so you take another narcotic. Okay, then you're coming into the afternoon, have another afternoon meeting, Xanax is wearing off, so you take another Xanax for the afternoon meeting or the dinner meeting that you guys have. Then you have wine at the dinner meeting, so you have some wine. Then you come home and you're in pain again. So you take your pain pill, which you're allowed to take every 4 to 6 hours. So, but you're taking your third pain pill. Now you start to relax at night, maybe decide to have a little marijuana, maybe not. You relax with another glass of wine or maybe another Xanax, and now you want to go to sleep. You can't fall asleep, so you take an Ambien. Look at that cocktail you had. And all that combined can very easily tip you over. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, who's working the dials. So Bloomberg News is reporting that even though the Houston fire is out, danger is growing as benzene clouds are starting to now shut down that suburb. The four-day fire is out, but now the real danger has emerged. They say cancer-causing toxins are now wafting across the eastern suburbs of Houston, which is the fourth largest U.S. city. It's shutting down roads, schools, industrial plants, and disrupting everyday life for tens of thousands of people. They say oil refineries in the heart of North America's most important fuel-producing region told workers to stay home. in the cities of Deer Park and Galena Park told everybody to shut their windows and stay inside. They say the toxic fumes detected hours before dawn are now panicking everybody. They say they're usually accustomed to orange flares from the Warren Refinery and chemical plant smokestacks that, I guess, stretch across the horizon. But this chemical fire had erupted on Sunday. There was this black, huge smoke plume a mile above the city. And then the fire at Intercontinental Terminals Company's storage complex finally got extinguished. But they say there were pools of naphtha and other crude oil byproducts at the site. Now they're no longer burning off, but they are evaporating. And according to Elena Kraft, Senior Director for Climate and Health of the Environmental Defense Fund, says there is a real risk to human health, not theoretical. Benzene is a known carcinogen, and no amount is safe to breathe. We urge everybody, especially pregnant women, to be vigilant. So, I mean, police are barricading roads in Deer Park, 18 miles east of downtown Houston. There's a 275,000 barrel a day Deer Park refinery that workers are now told to stay home or remain inside if they did end up coming to work. And the benzene levels detected, they say, currently are below those that represent an immediate risk, but again, it could add up. They say before the fire, Intercontinental's tank farm could hold as much as 13 million barrels of oil products and chemicals along the Houston Ship Channel. Now, they say the black smoke should not have caused a risk to residents. You just kind of wonder, really, you breathed it in. So while they're closing down and trying to, you know, wait for things to dissipate, people are asking, what is benzene? So benzene is a chemical. It's colorless. Sometimes, I guess, at room temperature, it could be like a yellow liquid. Not like pee, but kind of. But what's interesting is benzene has kind of a sweet odor. But it's very, very flammable. And CDC has a nice breakdown of it. And it evaporates into the air very quickly. But its vapor is heavier. So if you do have a benzene spill, shall we say, it's not going to go so much up into the outer stratospheres. It's going to kind of hang low, so it's easier for you to breathe in. And it'll also float on top of water. It's not going to dissolve in water and dissipate very well. So if you live near waterways, it'll still sit there and hover. And I guess benzene is formed from natural processes and human activities. You could get it from, forest fires and volcanoes and things that burn. Benzene is also a natural part of crude oil and gasoline and cigarette smoke. We were talking about benzene, coming from smoking and vaping and things like that. And it ranks in one of the top 20 chemicals used in the United States. They say some industries will use benzene to make other chemicals for plastics, resins, nylon, synthetic fibers. Sometimes benzene is used in rubbers and lubricants and dyes and detergents and drugs and pesticides. So outdoor air already has some baseline because you have it from the gas stations, from people who smoke, motor vehicle exhaust, industrial emissions. But they say interesting that indoor air generally contains higher levels of benzene. Because it comes from your glue, your paint, your furniture wax, detergents. They say air around hazardous waste sites or gas stations often contain higher levels of benzene. I don't know if they've done studies of people who work at gas stations. See, you don't really have the guys that do now the full service. You know, where you used to go up to a gas station and people would come out and pump your gas and do all that stuff and take care of your car. And you don't really see that. There's a guy that sits in the AM/PM, or the convenience store, and you go up to him, ask him for a key to the bathroom, and it's like all, disgusting looking, and you take the key, you go pee, but it's basically kind of do-it-yourself sort of thing, and all they do is ring you up. They say benzene leaks from underground storage tanks or from hazardous waste sites that could contain benzene. It could contaminate well water. They say people working in industries that make or use benzene are the ones that are exposed to the highest level, but a major source, the most common source of benzene exposure, is tobacco. So what does benzene do? Well, it'll interfere with things cells are supposed to do. So like, for example, it could cause your bone marrow to not produce enough red blood cells. So if you're exposed to benzene, you could have something called an aplastic anemia, where you are not making the cells and therefore you become anemic, not having enough blood cells. It can also damage the immune system, change blood levels of antibodies, cause the loss of white blood cells. So it could really affect your immune system and ability to fight infection. Now, you know, your prognosis obviously depends on how much you got exposed to, etc. So what would be some signs of symptoms of you being exposed to benzene? Well, you could be drowsy, dizzy, have a rapid or regular heartbeat. You could have headaches, tremors, confusion. If it really gets bad, goes to unconsciousness, and then you could die. If you ate food or drank beverages that had high levels of it, you'll start throwing it up. You'll have irritation from the stomach. You could get dizzy, sleepy. You could even convulse and unfortunately die. Sometimes if you vomit it, and it kind of, you get some in your lungs, that could also cause breathing problems. So what are some long-term exposures? You know, what could possibly some of these Houstonites be dealing with? Well, usually the major effect is on the blood, because it could affect the bone marrow. So they could be more prone to anemia. And if you are prone to anemia and have less, you know, blood cells, that can make you weaker, especially for fighting infection, especially if it affects the immune cells as well. They say some women who have breathed high levels of benzene for months may start to have irregular periods. They've also found that their ovaries may decrease in size. Now, I'm not saying this is going to happen to the people in Houston, but this is what they've seen according to the CDC. It could also, if anybody's pregnant, affect the fetus. It could also affect the fertility in men. Now, in animal studies, they found that benzene exposure could lower birth weight, delay bone formation, and again, bone marrow damage. And then, of course, what people are really concerned about is leukemia. Rather than slowing down cell growth, can it accelerate cells, blood cells? And that, unfortunately, causes leukemia. So, again, if benzene is released into the air, you've got to kind of get away from it. So you've got to leave the area. You've got to go where the air is good. If benzene is outside, move away or get indoors. If benzene release was indoors, get out. And they say if you get it on your clothes, you got to take off your clothes. You got to wash your entire body with soap and water, and you got to get medical care as quickly as possible. You have to take off clothing that may have benzene on it. Rather than letting it go towards your face, you have to cut it off. Wash yourself, dispose of it, put it in a bag. You might have to use gloves, tell your local health department, etc. So what do we do as doctors? How do we, well, you know, anything's really wrong with you, we're going to call 911. But usually, you know, it's all supportive. We don't really have antidotes for benzene poisoning. So, you know, we, you know, really can't do much to block its effects. You know, we'll monitor the blood count. We'll do IV fluids. We'll try to minimize exposure. Try to make sure we help your breathing. If you're vomiting and we think you lose a lot of salts, replace those. But there's not really that much we could do. So, you know, our prayers are with those in Houston. This crazy stuff. They don't need this on top of everything else. They just dealt with all the flooding last year. So, man, Godspeed. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-9444. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-9444 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-9444 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.